Halfway up Mont-Rochère-Dinet on a single-gauge railway out of Montreux in Switzerland, you'll find the Caux Palace. Built in 1905 as a 300-room resort for the rich and famous, royalty and celebrities, it offers splendid views over Lake Lausanne near Geneva. Its mansard tile roofs and conical towers give the palace an enchanting air. Ironically, it never succeeded as a luxury hotel because after less than a decade, two world wars in quick succession prevented customers from using its state-of-the-art facilities. In the post-war 1940s, it was declared bankrupt and had to be rescued by a consortium of local Swiss citizens. During the past 70 years, it has served as a haven for refugees, as a center for peace and reconciliation, and more recently, as a training ground for workers in the Chinese hotel management industry. But for several weeks each summer, it draws young and old from many different countries who wish to learn about leadership, fellowship, and ways to grapple with many of our global concerns. That is how my daughter and I found ourselves on a crisp blue sky, sunny summer's day, looking below at the little specks that are boats sailing across the glistening lake surface. It was a perfect place to shake off our city anxiety. For her, the visit was a post-GCSE unwinding, and for me it was preparation for leaving my community. From the hotel's long terraces and even from the room's balconies, we were struck by the panoramic grandeur of the surrounding Alps. It left us with a deep feeling of humility, and over the next few days, conversations my daughter and I shared helped us reshape our perspective on life's smaller problems. Psalm 115 states that the heavens belong to the Lord, but earth was given to humankind. There was a moment on that wondrous mountain where I felt we were in God's presence. While I learned a lot that week about global warming and deforestation, the best part was sharing this magnificent outdoor experience with my daughter.